Thank you, Father, for not having given up on us. Thank you for looking every day for ways to reach us and to open the doors for us.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，感谢你能够来看顾我们，也每天都能来看顾我们。
Thank you for the opportunity we have to be here freely.
我们感谢主能够让我们自由地在这边来敬拜。
So I ask you, open our hearts, open our ears.
所以我请求你打开我们的心，打开我们的耳朵。
And use me to be a blessing here for brothers and sisters.
用我使我成为弟兄姐妹们的祝福。
We want to hear what you have to say to us today.
我们要听你要给我们所说的话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen. 好，请坐。
大家好。
大家好。
Thank you for the opportunity to worship here with you again.
我们感谢让我们有再有机会来跟大家一起参加敬拜。
It's almost becoming a yearly tradition.
这已经成为我们每年的一个传统一样。
Making my translator working hard.
让我的翻译弟兄辛苦的来做工。
And challenging you with my sometimes strange thoughts.
因为要跟上我的思路是一种很非常大的挑战。
So thank you.
所以我们为此感谢你。
We...Continue to be blessed by your faithful prayers and support.
我们继续不断地因为你们衷心的祷告和支持而蒙祝福。
Last year we shared about that we have finished the translation of the Old Testament by 79.2%. You remember?
去年我们和你们分享了我们旧约翻译成这个翻译的工作已经完成了 79.2%, 你们大家还记得吗？
And now,We have translated and revised with Fernando and Sebastião 97.7%.
现在我可以跟大家报告，我们已经完成97.7%的翻译工作，也包括我们的校对和这个合适的工作，就是 Sebastian 这个弟兄跟我们一起做的。
Yeah, so only 2.3% to go.、
That's... 现在只剩下2.3%的来完未完成的。
The translation has been like a marathon, and now we are seeing the finish line almost.
这个整个翻译圣经的工作就像一个马拉松一样，我们现在几乎可以看到这个终点了。
And last year, we also shared that the most difficult book for us was Jeremiah.
去年我跟大家分享的就是我们最最难翻译的一本书就是耶利米书。
We thought until we get to Ezekiel.
我们是一直这么认为的，直到我们来到这个以西结书的翻译的时候
，or parts of Daniel，
或者是有但以理书的翻译的一部分。
I won't give any details now, but it was hard to find the right words to describe the new temple in Ezekiel.
我不会在这里面详细的介绍，但是要找到合适的词来描述这个在以西结书所说的新的圣殿的时候，是不太容易的。
Or the different visions Ezekiel or Daniel had.
或者是在以西结书和但以理书所说的一个或意象这个翻译的时候，也是很不容易的。
So thank you.
所以我们感谢你。
Your prayers, we got through it.
感谢你们的为我们的祷告，我们这个整个的都挺过来了。
So now, Ezra, Nehemiah, or what is Malachi, for the next few weeks, it's much more easier in comparison.
我们下面几个星期要翻译的是以斯拉记和尼希米记和马拉基书这几本书，相对来说就要容易的多了。
Hopefully, we will finish this.Two books in the next month, maybe.
我们希望在下一个月的时间里面，我们把这个整个的旧约都翻译完成。
And then we will start revising the New Testament.
然后我们就要开始来修改所翻译的新约的圣经。
The Kaingang they had the New Testament in their language since 1977.
刚刚那个部落他们1977年就是有新约的翻译的圣经了。
Translated by a German Wycliffe missionary.
是有德国的一个宣道士所翻译的。
外克利夫协会。
哦，外克利夫协会，德国的外克利夫协会所翻译的这个圣经。
But language change.
但是语言会改变。
So after more than 40 years, we have to make some adaptations.
所以四十年已经过去了，我们需要来重新来审视这个翻译。
So our plan is to finish the whole Bible maybe in the next 2 or 3 years.
所以我们的计划是在未来的2到3年里面把整个的圣经重新，包括旧约的翻译和新约的重新的审视全部完成。
And I'm looking forward to this day, maybe standing here showing you the book and thanking you for being with us until.
所以我很期待着那一天，我们可以给你看一个完整的这个康冈的语言的圣经啊，来给你们看，就站在这里给你们看。
I have been told that your yearly theme of the church is knowing God's eternal purpose.
我听说你们教会今年的主题是要认识神永恒的旨意。
I think it's a great theme.
我觉得这是一个很棒的一个主题。
Really central for our faith.
也是我们信仰的中心的主题。
And it is beyond our capability to understand it all or deeply.
但这远远超出了我们所完全能够理解它的这个能力。
It has so many different angles to look at it.
有很多的不同的角度 来理解它。
On the other hand, it can be quite simple.
然而从另一个角度来看，它也可以是很简单的一个事情。
And I would like to narrow it down to just one word.
我今天就想把它缩小到一个词来描述它。
But later we'll go to it.
我们后面就会讲到这个。
So to do that, I would like to share with you how you would explain God's eternal purpose to the Kangang people.
所以为此我想和你们分享我们怎样向康冈人解释神永恒的旨意的。
I'm sure it will be a bit different than you have heard so far.
我相信这和你已经听过的一些解释有些不同。
Because the Kangang, they have another language, of course.Another picture, other worldview, other mindset, other environment.
我想康冈人有不同的、不一样的语言、不一样的图画、不一样的世界观、不一样的心态，也有不一样的环境。
But some of the same food.
但是有些是相同的，那就是食物。
Here we're eating chicken roasted on the fire.
吃鸡肉。
With some corn flour or yeah,
就是一些玉米做的食物。
Really tasty, really good.
非常非常非常好吃的东西。
So to use a Kangang picture to show a little bit about God's eternal purpose, I brought this.
为了描述这个神怎么样神永远的计划，我把这个竹篮子带来给大家看。
Made by a Kangang woman.
这是一个康冈妇女所织的一个竹篮子。
I think it's a beautiful picture to show us what God's eternal purpose is.
我想这是一个非常非常美丽的图画，来帮助我们思考怎样什么是神永远的旨意。
Maybe it will help us to answer the question, "What does God want?"
它可能可以帮助我们来更接近来回答这样的问题：神到底想要什么？从我们这儿神要到什么
？Or what is it? What God want to see?
是神希望看到什么
？Why He has invested so much?To fulfill his eternal purpose.
为什么他投入这么多来实现他永恒的旨意
？What motivates him to invest so much?
是什么激励他去做这么多的事情
？I think it must be something really precious to do it.
我想这一定是非常非常珍贵的一个事情。
Otherwise, it wouldn't be make sense.
否则的话，在我们身上投入到这么多这么多的精力的话，就是没有什么任何意义了。
So what's God's eternal purpose?
所以问大家，到底什么是神永恒的旨意呢
？I'm sure you have answer to do to this question already.
我想大家已经心里有已经有答案了。
Hopefully, here you have a year.
我希望大家心里已经有对这个问题已经有自己的答案了。
So I'm sure I'm not talking anything new to you.
我不是想再跟你说一些新的东西。
But maybe my thoughts can add some color or a different perspective.
但或许我的这个讲这所说的事情给你添加一些不同的颜色或者视角。
Maybe sharing a bit about this Kaingang handcraft can give us another approach to God's eternal purpose.
也许分享一点这个Kaingang的手工艺品的信息的，可以给你们对神永恒的旨意有另一种认识的方式。
To get some answers about questions we have, there are two different kinds of approach.
我们要了解这个问题的答案的时候，我们有两种不同的途径。
Some is to focus and look deeply on one verse or one passage.
一个方式是专注于一些经文和词语，然后是非常严敏的来研究这些词。
That's important.
这是非常重要的事情。
To dive deep and try to understand each word, we have to do it every day.
这是然后深入的了解每一个词的意义，这是非常重要的一部分，我们每天都要这样做。
We have to try to understand each word we translate to understand what it means.
我们要理解这个每个词的深层的意义，然后我们怎么样来翻译成一个不同的语言。
So looking closely, it's important.
所以非常仔细地看每个词是非常重要的一件事情。
But to understand how these words are connected to each other and connected to what God means for us today, it's necessary to take a step back and look the big picture.
但是如果我们要了解这个词之间的相互的关系的时候，我们要退一步，然后来看。
So I think those who like to puzzle.Puzzles, yeah. They know what I'm talking about.
那些喜欢做拼图的人，我想他们知道我在说什么。
So each piece is important, and we have to look closely on it.
每一块都是很重要，我们必须仔细地观看每一块东西。
But to find the right place to put this little piece, we have to look at the big picture.
但是我们要找到这块在放在哪个位置的时候，我们必须要着眼于大局。
And so because of our work on translation of the whole Bible, we now tend to read God's big story, understanding God's big story.
因为我们翻译整本圣经的这样的工作，我们现在很习惯于从神的整个的大的故事来阅读和理解它。
So I would like to look at this big story, this big picture of God's story with us to answer this question about God's eternal purpose.
所以我想我们从一个神的宏大的故事来了解这个神永恒的计划永恒的目的。
So I didn't choose a particular verse for today.
所以我今天特别没有选某一些经文来读今天来开始我们的时间的信息。
When we started to translate a few years ago, we also held some meetings with the Kaingang to give themintroduction about God's big story.
好多年前我们开始翻译这个圣经的时候，我们也与康冈部落开会，给他们介绍整个神的完整的故事。
So a friend of ours, she painted this picture like a road.
我们的一个朋友就把这一个大的就是画成一条这个路。
It's a quite usual picture for the Kaingang because they travel on these roads.
这是对康冈人是非常熟悉的，因为他们在路上是经常在旅行的。
And you can see the road begins here on the left side.
你可以看到这个路是从左边开始的。
And then we can put everything we know about God's big history. He started creating everything we see and creating us.
所以我们看到整个就是神的故事从左边一直到右边看到每个地方都是有神的故事从神的创造开始
And after that, miles after miles and after miles this road goes
所以这样的话一个里好多里好多里的这样整个路就是一直开始
And then Jesus' life
然后就到了耶稣的生活 在地上的生活。
And God's story keeps going.
然后神的故事继续的往前。
There's a yellow spot. Uri means today.
所以在一个那个黄颜色的一个标记 ，Uri， Uri， 这是表示那个语言就是今天的意思。
That's us here.
这就是我们今天在这个位置。
In this God big story, we are part of.
在这神永恒的计划的当中，这一个黄色的标记就是我们现在今天。
And the road keeps going until the end.
这个路还会继续，直到它的最后的结束。
We don't know when it will be, but we know it will have an end.
我们不知道这个时间是什么，但是我们知道这最后就是有个结束的时候。
So if we look at the beginning of God's big God's story, He has, as three in one, created the whole world as a perfect place to live.
所以我们如果看到从神开始故事的开始，三合一的神创造了整个世界作为一个完美的居住地。
And after finishing this perfect environment, He decided to create humankind.
在他完成这个完美的环境了以后，他再决定创造人类。
But not just like he created everything else.
他在人类的创造不像他所创造的其他的东西一样。
He had a different purpose creating humankind.
他对人是有一个不同的目的。
God is love, and the only way to live and give love is in a relationship.
神就是爱，生活和给予爱的唯一方式就是建立一个关系。
So God created male and female in His image in order to have a relationship with them.
所以神创按照他的形象创造了男和女，让他们建立与他建立关系。
And after He created the perfect condition to live in, He began to speak with these people.
在他创造了完美的居住条件以后，他开始与他们交谈谈话。
He gave them directions.
给他们指引方向。
He walked with them in the garden.
在这个伊甸园里与他们散步。
So for me, that's God's purpose in one word.
所以对我来说，这就是神永恒的旨意，一个词。
At least in English.
至少是在英语里面。
In Kaingang and maybe in Chinese also, we need more words to say.To express the meaning of the word of relationship.
在香港语言里或者是中文当中，这个词关系可能是有很多的词来描述。
It means to be together.
这表示就是在一起。
To be one.
成为一体。
To want the same.
是想要相同的东西。
Have the same purpose.
有共同的目标。
To look at the same direction.
朝着相同的方向来观看。
To influence each other. That's all the meaning of relationship.
影响是对相互的相互影响，这都是属于这个关系的一部分。
So that's for me what God created. He created relationship between God and humans.
所以这对我来说，这就是神所创造的，就是神与人的这一个关系和人与人之间的关系。
And relationship between humans and humans.
对，是人与人之间的关系啊，而且。
So that's for me God's eternal purpose because His idea was this idea of relationship was conceived before creation.
所以对我来说，这就是神永恒的计划，因为这个关系的建立是在他创世以前都已经有构想好了的。
So the thought of relationship began before time line, before time counting.
他构想这个关系的时候是在创世以前。
And God loved us and created the perfect conditions for relationship to happen.
神爱我们，并且建立了就是关系创造一个非常完美的一个条件。
But we messed it up.
但是我们搞砸了。
We stepped out of what God has created and has made so perfectly.
我们自愿地走开了他为我们所创造的如此完美的地方。
We broke the relationship with Him.
我们与他断绝了一个关系。
And as consequence, also the relationship with each other.
也因此，我们也断绝了与相互之间的美好的关系。
Therefore, separation, accusation, suffering, death are part of our lives now.
所以现在就是分离指责痛苦或者死亡却成了我们生活中的一部分。
But God didn't give up.
但是神没有放弃。
He still loved us and opened the door to his presence again.
他仍然爱我们，并且再一次打开与他能够同在的这个途径。
So God's eternal purpose didn't end with our failure.
所以神永恒的旨意并没有随着我们的失败而告终。
He still wants to be with us.
他还是愿意和我们同在。
Therefore, we also can shorten the gospel to one word, relationship.
所以我们也可以把福音缩短成一个词，那就是关系。
That's a worship at Eastern, in our church.
ECCC.
Eastern, the holiday.
复活节哦 ，OK， 啊，这个是在复活节的时候的一个情景。
And they made a big cross as a like a carpet to walk on it on Friday, and remembering on Sunday what God has done for us.
啊，你可以看到这个图画，就是地上有一个大的一个十字架的这个形状。
So God
可以在上面走。
So God created the opportunity to restore the relationship between us and between Him and between each other.
所以神创造了这样的机会，恢复我们与他之间，以及人与人之间的美好的关系。
So through Jesus, we have unrestricted access again.
所以靠着耶稣基督，我们有不再受限制的这样的进出啊，神与神有个美好的关系。
And we have the chance to live what God intended from the very beginning.
我们也有机会能够活出神从一开始就要我们活出的这个样的生活。
His creation, living with Him and living with each other in a perfect relationship.
他的受造者能够在生活当中与神和彼此之间有个美好的关系。
Many Christians reduce the work of Jesus just to salvation.
很多的基督徒就把耶稣的工作简化成为就是要把我们从地狱当中救出来而已。
And sometimes just to salvation from hell in the future.
就是在整个的把这个救恩就缩短成为就是从以今后的这个在地狱当中救出来的这一部分而已。
And I think that's important. I'm really grateful for that.
我认为这是很重要的一部分，我们也为此很感恩。
But I think as Christians, we have so much more to be happy as just being saved from hell in future.
但我认为作为一个基督徒，我们除了在这方面应该感到感激和快乐之外，应该还有更多的可以考虑的。
I think Jesus makes it possible to escape from hell today.
今天耶稣使我们有了逃离地狱的这样的可能。
He wants to save us from hell to feeling the weight of our guilty.That's hell.
今天他想把我们从感到内疚的这样的地狱当中解救出来。
He wants to save us from the hell of the consequences of our bad decisions.
今天他想把我们从不良的行为的后果的当中的地狱拯救出来。
He wants to save us from the hell of our broken and toxic relationships.
今天他也想把我们从破碎和有毒的关系的地狱当中拯救出来。
He wants to restore so many things.
他要恢复。这么多的东西，这样的事情。
今天
对。
This also means salvation.
这也表示这就是我们的救恩。
Experiencing transformation today.
就经历这样的改变，今天就经历到这样的改变。
He wants to make us a new person with a new heart, with new thoughts, new goals today.
他要让我们成为一个新人，拥有新的心、新的思想和新的目标。
These are fruits of restored relationship with God.
这是恢复与神关系以后的这个所结的果子。
And this restored relationship with God and others should be so amazing that we would say, I would never want to end it.
这种与神与人与神或者是人与人之间恢复的这种关系是如此的奇妙，以致我们会说，我永远愿意在这样的状态之中。
I would like to live this kind of relationship forever.
我永远的愿生活在这样的一个环境当中。
That's the kind of feeling you have if you are in love, right?
Yes.
这种感觉是不是你在相爱的时候是有这样的感觉呢？
Starting now and hoping never ends.
就从现在开始， 直到永远，永远不不要改变。
So if I feel this kind of love with, in my relationship with God and with my brothers and sisters today, I think eternity begins.
如果我们有与神和我们用弟兄姐妹的关系的当中能够感受得到这样的爱的话，那么永恒就是从现在就开始了。
So eternity begins now, not just in the future.
永恒是在现在开始，而不是在以后将来。
And God's eternal purpose starts to transform me and make me more and more relational.
神永恒的旨意就是开始改变我，让我越来越与人与人有关系，更深的关系，更深层的关系。
Willing to forgive more.
愿意来原谅别人更多。
Willing to be more merciful.
愿意变得更加的仁慈。
Willing to care more about others.
愿意更多的来关心别人。
In summary, the fruits of the Spirit will grow in us and be a blessing to others.
总而言之，圣灵所结的果子会在我们里面成长，能够成为别人的祝福。
So let's look a little closer to this basket.
所以让我们再来仔细的来观看观察这个篮子。
There are interesting similarities with here what relationship means.
这里面有这个篮子能够让我们了解到是怎么样关系到底是怎么样一个意义。
So the first point will be relationship begins with connection.
这个第一个要点我要说的是美好的关系开始于这样的交往或者是连接。
So the first step to begin to make this basket, you have to put strings of bamboo together, right? Strips.Strips of bamboo together.
制作篮子的第一步就是要交叉的这个穿插的这些一些的桌条。
Like this.
对。
That's the first move. First step you have to do.
第一步就是交叉的这样那个每个桌条就放在一起。
And it makes a cross, right?
这就是成为一个cross, 那个英文词就是也是交叉的意思。
In English and other languages, cross can have many different meanings.
在英语当中，这个 cross 这个词可能有很多不同的含义。
One use is when someone crosses the path of another person.
一个意义就是当某人在这个他的这个路程当中遇到另外一个人，这叫 cross each other.
And it means an encounter.And the relationship can start eventually.
这表示在某个时候他们遇到彼此，整个的关系就开始了。
Another use is when I say it didn't cross my mind.
另外一个用途是，就是我说我真是还没有想到这个事情，就是 didn't cross my mind.
Meaning, I didn't think about it.
意思是我没有考虑到这一个。
So I didn't do it.
所以我没有这样做。
So thoughts have to cross our mind to.
所以要做某个事情，必须先有想法才行。
So to do something, the idea has to cross our mind first, and then we can act.
所以你要做一件事情，可能你先要想到这个事情，才会去做。
And for us as believers, the cross has a deep meaning.
作为一个信徒来说，这个cross 这个词对我们来说有个更深的一个意义。
It reminds us what Jesus has done for us.
他提醒我们耶稣为我们所做的一个牺牲。
So we can say God crosses our path.
所以我们可以说神遇到在路途中遇到了我们。
He comes in our life and make relationship possible.
神遇见了我们，进入了我们的生命，使整个的与他建立一个关系成为一种可能。
And with God coming into our life, crossing our life, we are capable of things we never thought we could.
当神进入到我们的生命，或者是遇到我们生命的时候，我们就能完成我们从未想过能够完成的这个事情。
Like returning good for evil.
比如说是以善报恶。
Or walking the second mile with someone.
或者人要你走一里路，你却走两里路。
Or not judging people by their appearance.
或者是不以人的外表来评判人。
People touched by the cross are capable of these things.
被十字架摸着的人就能够做到这些事情。
The second, relationship grows through connection.
第二点我要说的是美好的关系长于交往或者是连接。
If I have a bunch of strings strips doesn't is a basket yet, right?
我就是握了一堆的柱条，还不是一个篮子。
They must be put together closely and in the right place.
他们必须放在一起，紧密地放在一个位置上面，才能够有一个很好的关系，以后才能成为一个篮子。
And someone put these strips together, then it'd be slowly became a basket.
有人把这个柱条子相互的这个穿插在一起，很好的按照它的位置来穿，才能成为一个柱篮子。
So if we compare these strings, strips to people, we can say the same.
如果我们把这些柱条子比作人的话，我们也可以这样来说。
So a bunch of people.They're not automatically a church or community.
一群人不会自动的成为一个社区或
They must
或教会
They must be close to each other.
他们必须
in the right way.
把以正确的方式来让他们彼此的接近，然后才能成为这样的社区或者教会。
And I don't think only about geographical or physical proximity.
这里我说的这个接近，并不是仅仅是地理上或者是物理上的一个概念。
Physical proximity is really good, and I think the last 2 years showed us how much we need it.
地理上的接近是很好的，我们过去的两年已经告诉我们这个接近的是非常重要的一个事情。
But I'm thinking more of the feeling of proximity caused by care.
但是我更多的考虑的时候是因为关心关系关心才能成为这样的一个接近
proximity by acceptation identification
就是由关心接纳认同这样的这个感受所得到的一个接近
or support unity and love this is also proximity
或者支持团结或者爱所引起的这个有感受这样的接近
And this kind of proximity can be experienced even if you are really far away.
这种的亲近感能够甚至从我们在生活在很远的地方都能感受得到。
We are in Brazil.
我们是在生活在巴西。
Thousands of miles away.
有千万里之远的巴西地方。
And we still feel close to you.
但是我们还感到非常与你们亲近，非常近。
That's connection. That's proximity.
这就是交往，这是亲近的意思。
And relationship grows with this kind of care and support.
所以关系的成长就是由这些的内在的这个意识因素所造成的接近。
It's impossible to have a relationship without looking out for each other.
我们不可能就是有很好的关系，然后是就是我们的。相互之间有一个很好的连结。
So it's impossible to have a relationship without being interested in each other or being close to each other, yeah.
对，我们如果对别人没有这样的关心，没有相互的支持、爱护的话，我们不可能有一个很好的关系。
This goes for our relationship as humans, but also with our relationship with God.
这里指的是不光是我们人与人之间的关系，也是人与神之间的关系。
The third point, relationship is completed by diversity.
第三点就是美好的关系是因为多样性而补强。
So to make this basket, we need a lot of different kind of strips.
为了制作这个篮子，我们需要有不同种类的竹条子。
So there are stronger ones.
有一些是非常强硬的一些竹条子。
With the strongest, you will make the first structure.
这些强硬的竹子可以作为一个结构，篮子的结构来用。
There are other ones.
然后有一些其他的。
They are thinner, more flexible, and longer.
这些是长长的，但是很薄的，又是非常的柔软的一些竹条子。
Then you can weave it around and make the basket.
这些就可以来编织这个篮子的这个作用。
And then there are others, really different.
然后还有一些就完完全全是非常不同的这个竹条子。
Almost provocative, right?
这非常非常显眼的那个一个。
they standing out.
它非常让人看到非常显眼的这个竹条子。
But all together, it will make a basket, a beautiful basket.
它们在一起编织在一起，就成了一个美好的竹篮子。
You cannot make a beautiful basket with all the same kind of strings.
你不可能用同样的竹条子，就坚硬的或者是柔软的然后来制这样一个美好的篮子。
So I think it's a good picture for God's kingdom.
我想这是一个神神国的一个美好的一个图画的这个象征。
It is composed by diversity.
就是由一个多样性所组成的神国的美好的图景。
Based on the law that they knew from the Torah, the religious leaders of the New Testament times they thought Gentiles were unclean.
所以在新约的时代的宗教领袖们根据他们在摩西五经的律法认为外邦人是不洁净的。
So at that time, the Jewish leaders, religious leaders, they said,The Gentiles are unclean. They are not part of God's people.
所以他们说就是外邦人是不洁净的，不是神子民的一部分。
They thought they don't have the right to be part of God's people.
他们认为他们没有权利成为神国的子民。
They demanded Gentiles become Jewish to have a real relationship with God.
他们要求外邦人先成为犹太人，然后再成为神国的子民。
And with them, not just with God, but with them.
是跟他们是成为同类，然后才能成为神的国。
And then Paul and Peter came.
然后就是保罗和彼得就来了。
And try to convince them that the gospel is for all.
使徒来说服他们，福音是给所有的人。
Without exceptions.
没有任何的例外。
And that the Gentiles can't be acceptable by God to God without following the Moses rules, the Jewish rules.
外邦人可以在不遵守摩西律法的情况下被神所接纳。
And they had discussed a lot about it.
他们对此进行了很多的讨论。
The Book of Acts, chapter 15.
使徒行传的第十五章，我们可以读到这。
And they found a way.To deal with this matter.
他们找到了一个解决这个问题的一个方法。
Unfortunately, so many churches still make demands and exclude people.
很不幸的是，仍有许多的教会能提出这样的要求，并且排斥别人。
In God's name, they require that others became like themselves in order to be acceptable by the grace of God.
他们以神的名义要求别人变得像自己，以便被神的恩典所接受。
Actually, I think it's more in order to be accepted by their church and their grace.
所以我想的是，他们可能就是要更像是要被他们的教会所接纳，被他们人自己所接纳而已。
At least in Brazil, so many churches look more like a franchise to their own leader.
至少在巴西，教会就像一些公司而已，而不是一个教会。
So they look more as a franchise from their leader than an open space for receiving the grace of God.
更像他们的领袖们的自己的一个开的公司，而不是一个让人就自由出入的一个神的环境。
I think the beauty of God's kingdom is like the beauty of this basket, made by different strips, different colors, different spaces, different shapes.
我想这个神国的美好就像这个篮子的美好一样，就是由不同的竹条、不同的颜色、不同的空间和不同的位置所组成的。
And I know it's a delicate matter, and many, many Christians and churches are fighting about these things in these days.
我知道这是一件很微妙的一个事情，有很多的基督徒在为这些事情在那边争吵。
But my suggestion would be to look more to God's eternal purpose of relationship rather than trying to separate the unclean from the clean.
所以我的建议是更多的来关注神在关系上的永恒的旨意，而不是试图将不洁者从清洁者之间来分离。
Because God's eternal purpose is relationship.
因为神永恒的计划是一个关系。
So the last one.
所以最后一部分。
Relationship fulfill its purpose by giving and receiving love.
美好的关系是因爱的付出和领受而成为现实。
So in this basket you can put a lot of socks if you want.
这个篮子里面可以放很多的袜子。
Or put some goodies and take it to a friend's house.
或者放很多的好吃的东西，然后带到你的朋友家里。
So the purpose of this basket is to be a vessel.
这个篮子的目的就是成为一个器皿。
So it takes and gives away.
它就是接受，然后再分发给别人。
I think the purpose of relationship is the same.
我想关系的目的也是同样的。
It's giving and receiving love.
就是给予、接受和给予爱。
And this purpose begins here with our lives.With God in community.
所以这个关系的开始，目的的开始就是与我们与神之间和我们神人与人之间的一个美好的关系。
And this relationship will start now and will go on until eternity.
这个关系从现在开始一直到永恒的将来。
Because it's God's eternal purpose.
这因为这就是神永恒的旨意。
In Mark 12, verse 30 and 31, Jesus said that the most important commandments are.
在马可福音的十二章三十节到三十一中，一节中，耶稣说最重要的诫命是。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself.
尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，又爱人如己。
In other words, seek relationship with God and with others here and now.
换句话说，就是在此时此地来寻求与神和与人的美好的关系。
This is God's eternal purpose.
这就是神永恒的旨意。
Amen.
Amen.Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, pray for the closing prayer.
Thank you, Lord, again.
Yes.
For giving us the opportunity to have a relationship with you and with brothers and sisters. Thank you for this family we can have here, even if we are far away from each other. Because the relationship is much more than be closely physical, but it's to take care of each other, to have interest in their lives.Thank you for brothers and sisters. They have shown us their relationship to us over more than 20 years now. I will ask you for blessing. Bless them, help them to walk with you every day, that they may be like a candle in the places they are, showing people what it is to be touched by the cross, to be people touched by you having crossing their life.That they can be a blessing for people around them.
Yeah,
that we can be willing to accept people they are different, thinking different than us, but knowing that they are loved by you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this time we had together. Thank you that you are going with us, each one with his way, protecting and giving out all the things we need.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.